This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome so blue to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're in the final hour of the show, so we've had some great information here. I want to thank Karen again from Natural Alternative for joining us, touching base on fall seeding, fall fertilizing, and like I mentioned, and she mentioned, she talked a lot more about it than I did, but talking about spraying for ticks going into the fall. They just go dormant. They don't just die and start over the next year. So something to think about this fall to help get those ticks at bay for next year. You know, get rid of them because they're still out there. We tend to see them all the way into late October. Sometimes I've even seen them go into November. Now, before the 8:30, about a little bit before we started talking with Karen, there was a gentleman who had called in regards to his zinnias and marigolds. We were talking about the, basically, it's a blight type that the flower just kind of dies, right? It doesn't mature all the way. We were talking about using the product Mancozeb. And we talked about that earlier when it came to tomatoes. That's perfect with early and late blight. So these are things to be thinking about. I just wanted to finish the statement. He was asking, what do I do with the plants right now? Those plants aren't going to do much for you for next year, so get rid of them. You're doing this as a preventative matter for next year. So start it in the spring. You can start the new plants in the spring. So I do believe we have some calls on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
Oh, yeah. Laura's in Carver.
Laura, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Patrick, longtime listener. Thanks for taking my call this morning. Patrick, I just want to bring something to your attention. I know you just had Karen on from Natural Alternatives, and I am on their mailing list.
Yep.
I do get their postcards and whatnot, and I have been, I hope Karen's still listening, I have been calling the 888-546-5941 number to put an order in for my supplies for my fall lawn rehab program, and I just cannot get through to them. There's no information at all. It just says, thank you for your call. please hold on. But, I mean, I've been calling since yesterday. I just tried again this morning to place an order, and I cannot get through to them. And when you do call, I think they really need to make some changes. It's very disheartening when someone's going to spend a substantial amount of money and they can't get any information except please hold on. And this has been going on for 2 days now.
Well, so one of the things is they they are not open on weekends, on Saturday and Sunday.
Actually, Patrick, I don't mean to interrupt you, please. I want to be as polite as possible. It would be nice if, when you called that number, that they specified, these are our hours, please try again,
sure.
Monday through Friday.
I can definitely pass along this information to them and let them know.
I would appreciate that, Patrick.
Not a problem.
And also, Patrick, there's just one other thing I want to catch you on.
Sure.
My lawn seems to be getting more and more and more of this, and I'm actually driving myself bananas because I'm pulling it out. It's a viney clover. If you actually take a claw or a hand tool and you start to dig it out, it's like viney. It's like deep and viney. It's really, I don't know what the heck that's all about, but if you could give me some tips on that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Now, it's actively growing at this moment?
Oh, yes. Well, everything else, because of the drought, it's very uncanny how your lawn sort of goes into a deep, dormant, almost like crying out for rain and moisture, but this viney clover is like super active.
Yep. So there are some products out there that you can use to reduce those weeds and not harm any lawn that's there currently. There is a product called Weed Beater Plus from Bonide.
Mm-hmm.
Weed Beater Plus kills about 200 listed weeds and will not kill the lawn. It comes in a concentrate. It comes in a ready to use, which would be like a trigger spray, or a ready to spray, which I find is the easiest. You attach it to the hose and then you spray over the entire lawn, and it will kill the weeds, not the lawn. And one of these,
Patrick, I'm sorry, but what about I do, right now, Patrick, I have like a monarch butterfly sanctuary going on in my yard, which I'm happy about, and I do have a lot of beautiful critters that visit my yard. Would that harm my little critter visitors?
Well, so it is a synthetic product, so it could, if you spray directly on top of them or onto the plants. So I wouldn't, spray onto the plants around it. Now, if you want to look at a organic version of this,
yes,
they have new products here called Lawn Weed Brew. So they're the company that has Captain Jack's, right?
Oh, excellent.
And they came out with a new one. It's called Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew.
Excellent.
And it's a organic weed killer, right? And right on it, it says that it will kill clover and chickweed. So it's going to work for what you're looking for. It has iron in it. So the iron in it will actually help green up the rest of the lawn afterwards.
Well, that sounds good, Patrick.
And it's safe to use, safe to walk in to the lawn after it dries down. So this would be something you could use. You're probably going to need to apply it multiple times. It's not like a one-and-done type thing because of the fact that it's kind of taken over. Now, if it was very new in the yard, you could spray it and probably be done once. I would say this is probably a two-application process to weaken it, and then in about 2 to 3 weeks, spray it again to get rid of the rest. You will see a lot of the weeds start to die out, and it might take a couple days, but you want to make sure that it's above 50 degrees, so we don't have to worry about that, and below 85 degrees it gets too hot, it can actually burn the rest of the good parts of the lawn, and we don't want that to happen.
Right. I appreciate that, Patrick. I'm trying to stay as safe organic as possible. As I said, if you were in my yard right now, you'd say, oh, wow, you have, like, amazing butterflies, all kinds.
Awesome.
Right now, swallowtails, monarchs, I mean, they're just going crazy in my yard this year. And I do have a lot of little visitors, the wild turkeys and rabbits and whatnot. So I try to be as safe as possible. But yep. Can I just say one other thing, Patrick?
Sure.
I think the greatest tool in the world that was ever invented, and if I ever go to Japan, I'd love to hug the inventor of the Hori Hori knife.
Yeah. That is a great, great little knife. It can dig, it can divide, it can do everything.
Yes, it's helped me so much this year with, like, a lot of the, you know, the weeding and whatnot. So I thought I'd just mention that.
Awesome.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Lori. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Take care now. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back, answer more of your gardening questions. But hang on to the number, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a few. I do apologize for all the coughing and whatnot today. It's just not going well today. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Sandwich.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks, Patrick. I'm calling about wintering over some Diplodenia plants for this over this winter.
Okay.
Specifically, I had some great plants. They flowered and been beautiful since the day I bought them, week before Mother's Day in May. And I'm just trying to preserve these and reuse them next year and trying to find out what the best way would be to do that. Specifically, do they need to be repotted? What type of soil if I do that? And as far as temperature through the winter, where do they have to be stored? And how much light versus dark do they need?
Okay. So for this to bring in, you don't necessarily have to repot them, right?
Okay.
It does... It can be done. It definitely can be done. There's no, it's not saying that you shouldn't. What I would do is take a look at the plant itself in the container it is and see how the root system is. Is it, you know, are the roots like circling or are they really on the outside of the container? If they are, that means it needs to be repotted. One easy way to do it, and it might be easier if it's a smaller plant, is just put your hand over the base of the plant, flip the plant upside down, pull the pot off, and see how the root system is. If you're seeing a lot of roots there, you definitely need to repot it. And the best way really would be to do like a lighter mix, a lighter indoor type soil. So you wouldn't want one that has like heavy... topsoil in it, right? You'd be looking for almost like a soilless mix. Okay. You would, and you're not, when you transplant it, you're not going to look to get, like, go from, like, a 6-inch pot to a 12-inch pot. We're looking, like, a 6 to an 8, maybe 10-inch pot, because you don't want to put too much area in there, because you want them to grow their root system and stay, you know, close, especially when it's a container. But you don't want them to get overwhelmed with the area. Now, bringing them in is something that you can definitely do. What I like to look at doing is, if I'm going to bring it in, I'm going to spray the plant down with like a neem oil before we bring it in. I'd also look to use a systemic type insecticide. And the one that I focus on and worry about is like fungus gnats. They look like little fruit flies that come in. And you look all over for some sort of fruit that's there, but then you never find them, but it's these fungus gnats. And you can use a product from Summit Solutions. It's Mosquito Bits. That product actually can help outside to prevent the mosquitoes, but what it'll do is it'll help against fungus gnats, where you mix it into the soil when you repot it, water it in, and then it'll work out. And if you don't repot it, you can put it right on the top of the soil, water it in and break it in, and it will be pretty good for you. Now, as far as overwintering, you know, you want to keep it in a sunny window the best you can. So a south-facing window would be best. You want to kind of allow it to slow down a little bit. Not keep it in an area by, like, the heat, you know, not by, like, a heat vent if possible. It does need some sort of winter-type conditions. I don't mean it as snow. I mean it as, like, the dormancy period, where it kind of just relaxes a little bit, regains its energy, and puts it back to the rest of the plant. So this wouldn't be something I would say leave in a garage or, like, a shed or something. I'd want it inside in a south-facing window. I wouldn't fertilize it for all of December, January, or February. You can start to fertilize it after the fact in about March to start getting it ready for that next season. But I think those are some things that I would be looking at doing.
Okay, Patrick.
All right, Steve. Hope that helps out a bit.
It does. Thank you.
All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA Radio News.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Gannon stated in a Saturday order that she is providing, quote, notice of its preliminary intent to appoint a special master in this case. Following former President Donald Trump's request on Friday, Trump's team filed a motion providing additional information about why he hopes a special master or a third-party attorney would oversee the review so information is handled properly. The request came hours after the DOJ unsealed a redacted version of the affidavit used to obtain the warrant to search Trump's residence at the Palm Beach Resort earlier this month. A hearing on the motion to provide a special master will be held on September 1st. This is USA Radio News. Maryland's highest court has ruled that the Washington, D.C. area sniper Lee Boyd Malvo must be resentenced because of U.S. Supreme Court decisions related to the constitutional protections for juveniles made after Malvo was sentenced to 6 life sentences without possibility of parole. The Maryland Court of Appeals stated that it is very unlikely that Malvo would be released from custody because he is also serving separate life sentences for murders in Virginia. Malvo and his mentor, John Allen Muhammad, shot people in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington as they pumped gas, loaded packages into their cars, and went about their everyday business during a 3-week period in 2002. Malvo was 17 at the time, while Muhammad was 41. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to talk to you about lawn.
Sure.
Lawns. So I use Jonathan Green products, Love Your Soil, Magic Cal, and I've seeded a couple times with the Ultra, which is supposed to be their premium seed. Left the grass kind of tall. I use organic lawn food before the droughts come in, because it won't burn the grass and still nourish it. The question I got is, the lawn, as you know, lawns go dormant and they're supposed to come back.
Yep.
But the seasons are getting longer and hotter. Mm-hmm. And when you can't water because of bands, it makes for a difficult situation, obviously. So doing all the things that you're supposed to do. I do believe in that four-step program you're talking about, because I do organic around Labor Day and then hit it again with the winterizer, just like in October or something. And my problem is that when I look across the street at my neighbor's lawn, that doesn't, you know, they do nothing, and it looks almost the same as ours. So I may have to slice seed because of the lawn may not come back in certain areas. It's like laid over flat, and I guess you could say dead, at least right now. I mean, I'm going to have to give it till the end of September to see if it comes back. But I was wondering, having doing all those right things and going forward, knowing the seasons are going to be longer for heat and drought, what do you do when you can't water? Do you have to reseed every year, or is there another way around this?
Well, so there
for a different kind of seed, I should say.
Well, so there is a product out there that I think is important to be able to use. It's called Hydrotane, and what that does is it cuts down on watering about 50%, and will actually pull moisture from the air, especially like humid days. So it'll pull the moisture out and help the longevity. It's not just for lawns. It can be for gardens, vegetables, everything like that. The major thing you're trying to do is get a deep root system on your lawn. And so the Jonathan Green Black Beauty seed has very deep roots where it gets about 3 to 4 feet down. That's good because when those roots can find water a little bit easier, they're further down. Because when we water, we tend to only get the top 6 to 8 inches really wet. And that's where some of the water goes through. Where, as when it's rainy, it goes down. When you use a product like Hydratein, which will hold that moisture in the ground, it allows it to go further into the ground to those deeper roots. It also will help get the whole thing to be saturated. So I'd be looking to use that. Do you need to seed every year?
No.
Yes and no.
Well, I think this year I may have to because I left the grass tall like you're supposed to so it doesn't, you know, get burnt.
Yeah.
Well, it did get burnt, and it laid over. And when it laid over, I think it, you know, like kind of turned to hay. So, you know, patches, not throughout. So that's the problem. So I may have to slice seed it. So in regards to that Hydratein, can you explain to me how that works and how often should it be applied?
Well, so it's actually I believe it's a molasses-based product. You spray it over the lawn. They have a hose end attachment, which makes it nice and easy to use. So you attach it to the hose, spray it over everything. And on some of these, it can actually last up into the soil a couple years, right? So it's not something you need to do all the time. It's not like something that you would have to do every 2 to 3 weeks, like other products.
So this thing here, you'd go over and you would do it like what, late spring, just before the summer?
Yes. So it would be an early season type to get it so that you don't have to worry about it, you know, all season. You get it in there before it gets too dry, right?
Because
we're training the lawn to pull the moisture. We're training it to live off the moisture it's getting from it. So it's definitely worth it to try and do early in the spring.
Like May?
Yeah. The application, so the recommended, I was trying to get some of the application recommendations. They say every 3 to 4 months it should be done, right? But it can last in the soil for multiple years because it's a slower type product. So if you do it in May, you might end up, depending upon the season, you could probably do it in April, right? Like mid to late April, because you start to notice that the lawns start to grow and get there. And then it will absorb some of that moisture that's already there and start training the lawn. So if you do it in the middle of April, 3 months later is going to be middle of July, and you spray it again, and that's going to really help you get through the rest of the year. So two applications on the entire lawn is really going to help. It's not just your lawn. So if you have some shrubs that are like on the outskirts of the lawn, you can water it in with those and it'll help those as well. I mean, we're seeing established shrubs having issues. So this would help them. So it's a multifaceted type product. It's not just a one and done type thing.
Okay, so I'll follow up on that. And by the way, where I told you that the grass in certain spots are laying over and you know, almost look like it's dead, it may not come back because of the extreme weather we had. Can I just slice seed right through that without having to rake it up?
Well, you could. I might even just try to clean it up because some of that lawn underneath might be okay. It just might be very dormant. The thing is the hay is still going to be there, the haying part of it, unless it's kind of ripped off. So sometimes it's easier to, so you can see everything that's in there, mow it down and then slice seed right over it. So you could kind of make sure you're getting it to be, and you're not mixing any of those, blades of grass into the soil and break, because that slice seed is going to put it right in. It's gonna, whatever is in its way, it's going through and moving through. And right. So any of that, those grass blades could get mixed up into it and be pushed into the seed hole, and could hold the seed back a little bit. So I'd just mow it, clean it up, or if it's easy to clean up with a rake, just rake it up. Either way.
So, okay, so if it's what's left over is okay, but get the bulk of it out of there so the seed can get in there and work properly.
Yeah, definitely. And I think some of your lawn is definitely going to come back, and I think you know that.
Yeah,
it's just, it's...
It's still a little alert.
Yeah, it's very dormant right now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, listen, I want to follow up on that hydrogen, because I did read about that, and I think it's a worthwhile project after what I've seen, the devastation.
This has been a bad year.
Yeah, and then we're that way going forward, I'm sure. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great one, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And now we do have another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I called you a few times when I tried to deal with the grading of my lawn. It didn't work very well. And I just want to give you the picture. I mean, we did Love Your Soil. I did CalMag. I did two sets of tests. We aerated it because it was compacted from the terrible loam they brought in. I used the black seed, the black beauty grass. And that was all watered very well until all the crabgrass came. And I basically have mostly crabgrass and total restrictions on watering. So I've been trying to catch your advice on what to do in the fall, as you've spoken to people, and I know you just talked to someone about their lawn. I know you said it was time to sort of prepare to get ready if you're going to try to make the lawn work again in the fall, but I don't know when we're going to be able to water.
Yep.
And so it's like if I do the preparation and then in 2 weeks there's still water restrictions, I don't know what to do.
it's not easy by any means. And there's no, crystal ball that says, hey, it's going to rain here. We tend to get more rain in September usually than we do. But I can't tell you when it's going to be good. Who knows at this point? The thing is if you can you still hand water, or is it a total ban?
Well, it says no watering outside. I've been watering my vegetables and shrubs that I planted hand. I'm saving all the water I can from the house and the shower and the kitchen.
Gotcha.
But I mean, all around the house. I mean, I got about 2,000 square feet worth of graded lawn that mostly turned to crabgrass. So I don't think I can, and then after they catch you the first time, then there's these big fines.
Yeah, no, I know.
They catch you watering. do I prepare? Is this it's going to rain enough in September, or do I wait and see? Or I've been looking at soil moist, and you mentioned
hydrotain, yep.
If I weeded, I aerated, I do compost, I do fertilizer, I do seed, maybe get hydro, but I still don't, know what, if we're still in water restrictions, I don't know.
If we're still in water restrictions, it's going to be hard to grow a lawn. But the thing is you can still do it in the spring. You can still grow a lawn starting early, and you can prevent that crabgrass that is there from coming into the lawn. So there are products out there that are a crabgrass preventer with a seed starter. So if we can't do it this fall, then spring is definitely a time to do it.
Okay.
What I would
sorry.
Go ahead.
when do I decide it's too late? I mean, if it looks like we're getting more rain, I should still try to do it in the fall, but, you know, I'll have to guess at that, or if they bring the restrictions down, but how late can I push that in the fall?
So what I like
to wait.
What I like to do is look at the bag of seed, whichever seed you have, and it'll tell you on there how many, usually how many days till germination. Some will say 10 to 14, some will say 14 to 21, depending upon what you're putting down. So I kind of like to look at it counting backwards and saying, all right, so the latest I might put a lawn, want a lawn to be established would be like the end of October, right? So you look at October 31st.
Okay.
Take 21 days prior, if it's a 14 to 21 day seed, and say October 10th would probably be the latest that I would put seed down for that. So that would be what I'd be looking at that point. I do have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight with me. On the other side, we can finish up so we can get you more info. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to lawn. And, you know, when is the latest you could do something in the fall? So I started, you know, kind of looking through and saying, how long, you know, what type of grass seed are you getting? And kind of bring it back from there. I also like to look at it and say, you know, if it's going to only germinate in 14 to 21 days, am I going to have enough time to at least mow it once or twice to establish it? That's the other aspect. So we can have growing degree days and growing temperatures in our lawn all the way into through November. I mean, the past couple of years, we've had some warm temperatures into November. I just kind of like to use October 31st as knowing that from there I might get a one mow in or two mows in depending upon the season. So I think there's plenty of time to kind of react and say, all right, we're going to be able to do it. And I think we'll be able to predict a few more things as the next couple of weeks develop. If it goes back to a warm temperatures and there's no rain, it's probably going to mean waiting till spring.
Okay.
Now, in spring, you can definitely do it, and there's ways, like I said, to prevent the crabgrass, and that's by using a crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer mixed into it. And that's the best way to do it.
Is there anything that only goes after crabgrass or that might possibly be organic instead of a pesticide?
So there's nothing organic that you can use and put seed down.
Okay.
But there is organic that will take care of preventing crabgrass. Like corn gluten is a good preventer for crabgrass.
And is it just for crabgrass, or does it take out any other weeds in your lawn?
Cause it mostly takes out the crabgrass.
Okay. Because I sort of do the no-mow May and let all the little wildflowers come up.
Yep.
For the early pollinators.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, it's going to prevent, and what it does is it kind of creates a barrier over. And anything that is a seed like a crabgrass, it's not going to allow it to come up.
Okay.
You know, that's going to be your most organic way to prevent crabgrass in the lawn.
Okay.
Okay.
Could I ask you about the soil moist versus the hydrotain? Is either one of them organic? I mean, does it stay in the soil or?
So the hydrotain, I believe, is the organic one out there. I believe it's a molasses based.
Okay.
Whereas the soil moist is like polymers. It's like the what's in baby diapers, right? To hold the moisture in the diaper versus out.
Maybe some plastic or something in there?
There might be.
Okay.
I mean, neither one is 100% organic, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
On Hydrotain's website, it says it's 93% bio-based.
Okay.
And you can actually use it on vegetables and fruits. So out of both of them, that's kind of the case. What I would look at with the soil moist is take a look at the package. There were some out there that might say for organic gardening on the package, but you can take a look at their website for more information. It's just soilmoist.com.
Yeah. Okay, one last bit. Does it make any more sense to hydroseed? Does that give me anything?
If you hydroseed, I always recommend seeding underneath it. Hydroseed only is just a way of applying it. It has nothing to do with keeping it moist going forward.
Okay, so it doesn't help with the drought or anything?
No, it's just going to water it in. That's it. It's not going to help you water long term.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Wish me luck.
No problem, Pat. Well, good luck. You have a great one.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, that's going to wrap us up for the show today. Appreciate all the calls today. Again, I apologize for being so congested, not being able to talk at some times earlier in the show. Getting over something here. But we'll be back next week. Next week we will be here in 2 weeks from now. I won't be on September 11th. I will be at a trade show. But I'll be here next week. Until then, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. Gotta take care of each other now and then, right? I'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.